You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is me, San Martin, from Prescott Night Out here at the Prescott eNews office, and I have a special guest up in here, Annika.
Hi, I'm Miss Prescott USA, Annika Bernardo.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm a little bit busy and overwhelmed by a lot of cool things that are happening this weekend, so I'm trying to get caught up and stuff like that. What do you have planned for this weekend?
I don't have anything planned for this weekend, but I will be at the Veterans Parade in Phoenix on Monday.
Nice. Yeah, it is going to be Veterans Weekend, and the Veterans Day is on Monday, right?
Yes.
So there's no school on Monday, which I don't have to worry about that. But ultimately, if you're out there and you're listening, the kids have no school. And Annika is going to be in Phoenix at the, where is it at exactly? Downtown Phoenix or?
Yes, downtown Phoenix.
Right on. So let's go ahead and get into what's going to happen this weekend. So guess what the Elks is hosting on Friday?
What?
A magic show. A complete cool magic show. And I've been invited as a guest. I get invited to a lot of cool things, as much as you do. And so I'm going to go there and I'm going to experience some magic in Prescott. Wow. Have you ever been to a magic show?
No, I have not.
Have you ever seen magic?
Yes.
What was the act that they gave you? Like, was it like, let me disappear a quarter?
I was a little girl, but I remember seeing all the crazy magic shows in Vegas, and I would always be like, whoa. And then now watching it, I'm like, wow, it's all just an illusion.
Yeah, it's a sleight of hand, they say.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them do have these crazy powers of some sort, but I don't know. It's just one of those little scary things. So if you guys are doing anything this weekend, there's going to be a Elks Theater is hosting a few shows. Actually, every weekend they're hosting some shows. So get on their calendar or go to Prescott Night Out and check out our calendar. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is there's a couple beer vendors here in Prescott. One of them is called Copper Top. Have you ever heard of Copper Top?
No, because I'm only 19.
Okay, so it's a good thing you don't know about the beer thing. But, you know, I know about beer. So, I kind of I'm a connoisseur of drinking some, fine beer. Not fine wine, but I like fine beer. But Copper Top is having their two-year anniversary. So they've been open for 2 years.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it really is cool. So anyways, if you guys are out, go over there and show them your support right there on Whiskey Row, right next to Rickety Cricket. The other thing that I want to talk about, we in Prescott are having a parade as well. So I think they're going to be hosting that on Monday as well. That starts at 11 a.m. And if you guys want to know what else is going on in Prescott, go ahead and go to Prescott Night Out on Facebook or on the .com. And you could go ahead and check out our calendar. A full line of events for anything and any occasion. One genre of music. What kind of music do you like?
I honestly like country.
Country?
Yes, it's very surprising, but...
What's your favorite country song?
I like Better Half by Keith Urban.
I'm going to have to jot this down. Yeah. Better Half by Keith... Sorry, guys. I have to write it down. Urban?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So tell me a little bit more about how you got involved with the Prescott pageant. I mean, I don't know if you've seen, I posted that you're going to be in the studio. Everybody was like, we didn't even know that this was going down. How? Tell me how it all occurred.
Well, the way you can learn how to compete for Miss Arizona USA is usually they'll have a talent search. And I had went to that, and you have to meet certain criterias. They had asked me a couple of questions. What would I do with my sash and for the community? And I had answered the right questions. They liked my answer, and that's how I got my lovely sash.
Nice, and that's definitely a beautiful sash. And you wear that proud. And a lot of the residents of Prescott, once again, did not know that it happened. Where did this occur, and how did it pop up?
It actually happened in Scottsdale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the host of it?
It was the director, Miss Britt Boyce. She's absolutely amazing, and she's very connected with us contestants, and you can tell that she always wants the best for us, and she was the one who had hosted it.
Nice. So is this like state drawn, or it was just like, I mean, who is, what was her name?
Britt Boyce.
Yeah. Okay. So who is Britt? I mean, what is her role? I mean, how does she just say, hey, we're going to have a pageant, and it just all of a sudden just pops up, or she's like state official?
Yeah, she's state official. She's for the Miss Arizona USA organization, which is where, with Miss Prescott USA, is where I'll be going to compete for Miss Arizona USA. And then from there, I'll be going, if I win, hopefully.
Oh, you're going to win.
I'll be going to Miss USA.
Ooh, and how? When does this occur, all this stuff go down?
At the beginning of January, January 6th through the 7th.
So is there going to be a way that we could all vote for you, you know, root for Prescott?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, we're going to have to find this out, and I'm going to be behind you 100%. So now when you go out on, like, a tour, I guess, all through Arizona, who do you meet? Who do you see? Like, just last week, we were over at the Mrs. Avapai Latina, Teen Latina, and you were sitting right next to your, Mayor Scrooge. How was that? I mean, is that what you do all the time?
Yes, it is. It keeps me very busy. I meet a lot of people like you, San, and the mayor. It's very local, even though I am in Phoenix a lot of the time. But most of the time, it is going to other competitions, supporting other girls who are doing the same thing as me. And that's just trying to be the best women that we can be and support our community.
Nice. See, that's what it's all about. You get a role and then you take it and you utilize it for the better of mankind. And that's pretty awesome. Beauty and smartness and also working for your community. This is like a win-win for anybody.
Thank you.
How do you feel about representing Prescott?
I'm very excited. I was super duper touched and excited to be a part of the Yavapai County Latina organization, just because we need to have more pageantry in Prescott, because a lot of people think it's just a bunch of girls, pretty girls standing on stage, but it's much more than that.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how much more confident I've grown since I was 17 when I first started competing, and now I'm 19. Like, the 17-year-old me to this day probably would have never been able to get on the mic and talk like this, and it really grows confidence. And I want Prescott to get more familiar with the pageantry background.
So now, is this all you do, or do you go to school? Do you work? I mean, what is your day-to-day kind of like life?
I go to Yavapai, and then I'm also studying communications and journalism. I have three jobs right now.
Holy moly.
Yeah. I'm Princess Jasmine for kid parties. Nice. I'm a content coordinator for a local magazine, Prescott Mountains Magazine. And I'm a Northern Arizona Sun type girl.
Oh, jeez. You are doing it all, aren't you? And I thought I was busy. I came in here like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I'm like, look at you. You got all these jobs, and you get to go and see some pretty cool people. How is it working with the Northern Arizona Suns?
It's amazing. Honestly, I started when I was 17. It was their first year here. And now we're on our third season, and it's super duper fun. I love talking to people, and especially because I'm passionate about basketball, and it's so interesting to like see an NBA Suns developmental team here in Prescott Valley.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, so if you had one wish, what would it be?
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
It's a cool question. You could ask me after I'm done.
I wish to be a sports reporter on ESPN someday.
Ooh, you're into sports?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. I mean, to be really quite honest, I'm not. What? I actually lost interest, because when people start losing interest in the love of the game and it's now the love of the money, I get really, really torn apart.
Yeah.
Because when I was in sports, I mean, because I did a lot of sports, and one of them was boxing. You know,
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. And so this is what happens, you know. Obviously, it's not a team. It's just two people go into the ring, and only one person is going to come out as a winner. You know, I would say only one survives, but it's not that drastic. But, you know, that was love. That was a sport. That was something that you actually put your heart and soul into. There was no money involved. It was pride, and it was just like, you know, action. And so when I see these new things that are coming out and how it's all developing, I kind of like lose interest, and I don't want to profit into stuff like that.
Yeah.
But my dad, he's a diehard freaking fan of everything. Like, you go to the house and he's just watching softball, baseball, wrestling, boxing, football. I mean, gosh, it's just never ending. I'm just like, Dad. And he would be the guy that'd be yelling at the TV screen. At the refs.
Yeah.
It's always the
refs'
fault.
Same with my dad. Yeah.
It's always the refs' fault. And sometimes I just sit there and I'll be like, man, I don't even know if I could ever fall in love with sports like that, you know, after all the stuff that I've seen. So, I mean, I'm kind of one of those, I don't know what I am, actually. I think I'm a little bit awkward. I'm an awkward male that doesn't know what he needs to know and wants. I mean, but don't get me wrong. I'll watch the championship stuff and you know, just for anything for the occasion.
Yeah.
I think my favorite sport right now is UFC. Once again, yes. It's because it's two guys fighting and only one gets to leave that thing. Even though there is money involved in it, but it still shows that they have heart to get hit in the face a couple times. And they're like, I'm going to win this. So that's kind of one of the only sports that I like. So one more question. How long do you plan on being a part of this type of lifestyle as far as like going out there and being, you know, like a Miss USA or a Miss Arizona? Because that's where you're headed, right?
Yes. So probably until I win.
Yeah.
Which can take years. It'll be lucky if I do win this year. But a lot of people don't realize what us girls do to prepare ourselves for this moment. Like, I just won this in June. June to January is a very long gap. Like, if you count the months, it's kind of short, but it's very long. We have to train. We have to stay fit for our bikini competition. We have to save up for our expensive dresses. And we also have to practice doing an interview like what me and you are doing. But it takes a lot of preparation, which makes it worth it if I do have to wait another 5 or 6 years when I do win.
Nice. So if we open up a podcast for you, would you be willing to take on another job?
Yes.
And you could go ahead and cover the sports in Prescott area?
Yes, I was literally about to ask you right afterwards, actually.
See, yeah. I'm reading your mind. I'm one of those type of guys that I'll call you up and I'll be like, hey, what's going on? And you'll be like, dude, I was just thinking about you. And I'm like, I know this. So ultimately, I think that we should probably put something together. I'll go ahead and talk to Lynn, the master. Yes. Obviously, the editor in chief.
That'd be an amazing
opportunity. She might be able to go ahead and open that door for you. Then I could go ahead and get you a sports guy to come in and talk with you about sports. Or maybe I'll just join in just so I can go ahead and keep up to date with what's going on in Prescott. So, anyways, I know you got nothing planned this weekend besides going out to Phoenix on Monday. Do you want to go to the magic show?
Yeah, I do. Yeah?
All right. Do you have a significant other?
Yes, I do.
All right. I think I'm going to hook you guys up with two tickets.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, thank you.
I was supposed
you.
To go ahead and do that thing on Facebook, but you know what? Forget that. I'll go ahead and hook you guys up, and both you guys could go. It's on Friday night.
You available? Yeah.
Okay, that's tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Wait. It depends on when this thing airs, guys. So this is not live. We obviously already know this, so it's also recorded, pre-recorded. But the other thing is that if you guys are listening to this, you have to like and comment, because if I don't get no action, then I'm not going to give nothing for free. So ultimately, that's what I'm trying to get. If you hear this and you like what I'm doing, like, comment, share, and let me hook you guys up with some sort of crazy events tickets. I mean, we're giving away tickets for the Northern Arizona Suns. We're giving tickets for all the shows that are happening at the Elks Theater, Prescott Valley Event Center. Hopefully, we could go ahead and get our P's and Q's up with them, and then we'll have tickets to give away from their events at their place. But I like to sign off like this. It goes peace, love, and happiness. And if you guys could see my hands, I'll be doing the gesture. Peace, love, happiness. Do you have a sign off that you want to try out?
No. Just thank you for having me.
I'd be like, two peas in a bucket. But anyways, guys, thanks for listening. If you do, once again, hear this stuff, please like and follow and share what we are doing. Go like Prescott Night Out. Go like Prescott. Do you have a page?
No, I do not, unfortunately.
Yeah, you probably might want to do that. Yes. In order for you to have a specific page that was strictly business where, you know, it doesn't get too personal and stuff. But anyways, go and like Annika. And one thing that you hopefully there's a voting thing. If there is, then we're going to go ahead and back you up. Prescott is going to be 100% behind you. I think we're exposing you a little bit more. We'll try to get a publication out on you so everybody knows that we have a person that's representing Prescott.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think there is no better person to represent Prescott besides you.
Thank you very much.
All right. So no sign off? I know you're thinking about it. I can hear it.
I'm trying to think of it. I'm not sure.
All right. Yeah. Usually I'm just on the fly, so I can actually just throw things out there. And you know what, guys? We did this in one take. What?
What?
Have a good day, guys.